So as requested, we're going to go back a little bit. Let's just explain what the question was. Rav Chisda is coming to answer the Gemara's original Shaila. We have a stira between our Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek and the Mishnah quoted at the top of the Omud. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek said that Dinei Momenes can be chayza. In which direction? In either direction. Two separate cases. Very important to emphasize that, because we always need to work out, do we have an understanding in both cases? So the Mishnah says that you can be chayza, whether it is now in the direction of zchus, which means that I initially made him guilty by mistake, so I now make it a zchus, or to the contrary, I initially made him innocent by mistake, so I now am chayza, and I change it to chayva. That's what the Mishnah said, that in both cases, if a mistake was made, whether it was to make him innocent or to make him guilty, it can now be changed into the zechus and chayva. What was the stira? We had a Mishnah brought in the top of the Gemara that if you were mezakeh esachayev or you were mechayev esazakai, once again, you made the innocent man guilty or the guilty man innocent, it cannot be chayza. The Masha Osa Osui, whatever was done, was done. That is a glaring contradiction. The Mishnah says that it can always be Chayza, and the Mishnah, the second Mishnah that the Gemara brought said, no, Masha Osa Osui. So we saw a number of Tirutzim, whether what type of mistake, was it a Toba Dvar Mishnah, Shikol Hadas, etc., etc. Rav Chisda was the third and final Teretz, and it was eight lines or so from the bottom of the Omud. So let's now just, instead of reading the words inside, let's just try and summarize Baal Peh exactly what Rav Chisda said, because even though it's a little bit complicated, but as always, if you have the principle clear, you'll see that actually everything slots into place. Rav Chisda's principle was very simple, that it depends on whether the psak din of the Dayon has come to a full stop. Has it been completed? Or is there still a further stage, something more that needs to be done? That is the principle. Again, Rav Chisda said it all depends on when the Dayan made his psak. Is there still another stage necessary to carry through that psak? Or is the psak all over? It has been carried through and there's nothing further for us to do. A very simple distinction. Now, what is the halacha in either case? Again, we'll see which one applies where. So Rav Chisda said, if the Dayan's psak is final, what does that mean? It's final, that there's nothing more that we still need to do. Well, then that psak cannot be reversed. It's all over. It's a done deal. If, however, it is not final, and there's still another stage necessary to carry through to concretize the psak of the Dayan, so then his psak is not final. It's not absolute. Well, then it can still be reversed. That is the principle. So it sounds complicated. It's very simple. It can be reversed if it's not yet final. If it is final, it cannot be reversed. That is the principle of Rav Chisda. Now, let's try stage by stage and apply that. We'll consider the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek in a moment, but first let's consider the Mishnah that was brought in the Gemara at the top of the Omud. What did it say? Ma she'osui osui. What was done was done. Now, what did Rav Chisda say? What does that mean? What was done, meaning it's final. There's nothing more to do. Now, do you remember? I'm sure you all do. How did Rav Chisda express that? He used the words nosa v'nosan biyad. He actually forcibly handed the money over. So again, Rabbi Yisai, let's take this very slowly, and you'll see that even though it's complicated, it's actually very, very simple. If we're talking about somebody who is innocent, and accidentally the Dayan made him chayav, How did he say chayev? He says, you are obligated to pay. Turns out it was a terrible mistake. But that's what he paskened. Now, is that psak final or not final? The answer is, it depends. At this stage of the game, it's not yet final because he hasn't yet paid. But if the Dayan forcibly extracts the money from Reuven and gives it to Shimon, which the Gemara called notal v'nosan biyad, do we now agree that it is final? It's final. There's nothing more to do. The psak has gone through. The money has changed hands. Game over. If that's the case, ma she'osui osui. So finished. It can't be reversed because it's all finished. And what about now the opposite direction? Remember we said, we always have to work out how this works, both for guilty and for innocent. So how would this work when the Dayan said, you are innocent, you do not need to pay? Is that final or not final? That's final. Remember, the Gemara got stuck in the beginning a bit because there's no transfer of money there. How can you talk about transfer of money when all you said was, you're Zaka, you don't have to pay? So the Gemara said, no. The very fact that he said that the money remains in your pocket and does not need to move, that is final. Why? Because there's nothing more to do. There's no further stage. So we now, Rabbeisai, have the complete picture with regard to the Mishnah that was brought at the top of the Gemara. What does it mean? Ma she'osui osui, what was done, whether he made him accidentally guilty or he made him accidentally innocent. The reason why we say that what was done, because in both of those cases, we're talking about that the din was final. What does that mean, final? So in the case of guilty, it means the money was extracted forcibly. In the case of innocent, it just means that no, the money remains in your pocket and that's it, it's all over. So far, things are clear. Rav Nachum, you're clear? Rav Roman, makes sense? Okay. So far, so good. Now comes the question. Now let's go back to the Mishnah, the original Mishnah. The original Mishnah, what did the original Mishnah say? That you can be Chayzer. In which direction? Again, in both directions, either to Chayva or to Zechus. Now, according to Rav Chista's principle, listen very carefully, according to Rav Chista's principle, if you tell me that the Mishnah says that you could be Chayzer, do we all agree it must be talking about a case when the Psak was not final? We all agree on that? That's the way that Rav Chista reconciled the two Mishnayos. If the Psak Din is final, it cannot be reversed. And if the original Mishnah said it can be reversed, well, then the Psak apparently is not final. Okay, now we trip up. Why do we trip up? Can you please explain to me two opposite scenarios, both L'chayva and L'zuchus, where the psak is not final? Well, in the case when he made him guilty, so that I understand, the Dayan paskind, you are guilty and you are chayav to pay. Stop. Is the din final? Is that psak final? No, because he didn't extract the money forcibly. So then it makes very good sense. Ah, okay, because the psak was not final, that can still be reversed. Rabbeisai, where do we get stuck now? In the final case, where he made him innocent. And now you want to change it l'chayva. How can that case not be final? When he paskened that you are innocent, what does that mean you are innocent? That you do not need to pay. Well, that's final. Didn't we say a minute ago, that's called final? There's nothing more to do. So we don't have an explanation. What did the Mishnah mean? Remember, we said this in the beginning. We always have to understand both cases in either direction. And we only understand the case of when he made him guilty. then you can say the psak was not final. Why was it not final? Because he said you have to pay. Stop. But the money didn't transfer hands. He didn't forcibly extract the money. So therefore, that psak is not final. It can be reversed. But when he said that you are innocent, how can the Mishnah possibly say, yep, you can reverse that to Choiva, make him guilty. Why? But it's all over. The psak was final. That is the Gemara's question. So again, it sounds very complicated, but the key was to understand that when Rav Chista spoke about Nosam the Not Al Biyad, that wasn't the key element. What was the key element? The key element was, is it final or is it not final? And this is where we're getting in trouble. This is the Gemara's Kasha, that when you learn our Mishnah, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which said that you can be Choyza in both directions, we don't understand how that can work when you deemed him innocent and you now want to be Choyzer L'Choyva. I now want to consider him guilty. But what did you tell him in the beginning? That you're innocent. Well, that psak is final. Finished. It's all over. Game over. And didn't we say that once it's all over, it's all over. It can't be reversed. Have a look on the fifth wide line, Rabbi Avraham. Elo Masnisin. Elo Masnisin. This is the Kasha. Elo Masnisin on the fifth last wide line. Says the Gemara, Elo Masnisin Dektoni. What about our Mishnah, which stated, Dine, Momonos, Machzirin, you can always reverse it, Bein Lezachus.
Bein
Lechayva. What does it mean, Lezachus? Meaning that you made him innocent and you now want to make him. Excuse me, you made him guilty, you want to make him innocent. Or if you made him innocent, you want to make him guilty. Says the Gemara. Bishloima Lezachus. In the case when you now want to make him innocent, meaning what did you do in the beginning? You accidentally made him guilty. Mishkachas lo. Yes, that case I can find. That makes perfect sense. Why? The Omalei Meikora, because he by mistake told him in the beginning, Chayev Ato, you are guilty, but he didn't carry it through. Veloi notal, veloi nosan biyad, but no money was forcibly handed over. So we agree that that psak is not final. So I understand that you could change it. Eloi, comes the big question. L'choivo. When you initially made him innocent and you now want to change it to choivo, heichi mishkachas lo. How do you find such a case? Da omale poterato. What, he told him in the beginning, you are exempt, but isn't that final? V'ha omrat, you told me that kiven da omar le potur ato. Once you say that you are exempt, that is as if k'moisha not al v'nosan b'yad domi. That's as if the money was handed over, meaning it's final. That can't be reversed. So the two cases in the Mishnah on our omrat, we understand. In the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, we only understand one case, but we don't understand how can you possibly change the din, having initially paskin that he's innocent, to now make him guilty? Excuse me, but when you paskin that he's innocent, what happened at that stage? Surely the psak was final. And if the psak was final, it's game over. That is a Gemara's question. Everybody's with me? The question makes sense?
Yeah, well, first time. Thank you.
Okay. Now again, the reason why we're getting into trouble, Rabbi Yisai, Medav Halken Kop, I told you in the beginning, Medav Halken Kop. The reason why we're getting into trouble is because of what? Because there are two separate cases in the Mishnah, in both directions. You want to change it L'Choiva, and another case, you want to change it L'Zachus. So we've only managed to work out one case. We have not worked out the second case. So look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Maybe I've got a teretz. Chada ktani. There are no two cases. It's actually only one case in the Mishnah, which seems rather strange, doesn't it? Didn't the Mishnah say, Bein l'chayva, Bein l'zachus? What does that mean? Doesn't that mean either in one direction or the other? It sounds very much like there's two separate cases going on. What's going on?
Rabbi Kess, a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Isn't the part that we just read before that the answer? That the Damle Pater Ata Kemosh and Ata Nason Biyadame, saying that it
says
the kasha. If.
That's the kasha. If it's Kemosh and Natal V'Nason Biyadame, that means it's as if the money has been handed over. That's another way of saying that the psak was final. No money needs to be transferred hands. It's all been done. When I said you are Potter, what am I in fact saying? The money sitting in your back pocket will remain in your back pocket. That is as if any money that needed to be moved was moved. There's no further stage. It's all over. It's final.
So that's right. It's final.
So therefore, it can't be changed. Why does Mishnah say it can be changed? Remember, we're trying to work out, not the Mishnah on our Amud. We're trying to work out the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which says you can always change the Psak in both directions. Both having made him guilty and also having made him innocent. Excuse me, if you've made him innocent, then it's final. So how can that be reversed? I'm not going to be looking puzzled for Mishka Fahim there.
I was just reading the Gemara that was the answer, and not
necessarily. No, you got to read as part of the kasha. Heichi mishkachasla. What the amale potterato? That he said you're exempt. Well, that's not going to work because v'ha amra. Didn't you say kiven the amale potterato? Once you say the magic words potterato, kamisha notal v'nosam beyadadami. That's as if all money has been transferred, and therefore the psak is final. There's nothing more to do. If there's nothing more to do, that is Rav Chista's principle. Once the psak is final, it cannot be reversed. So, Ibarzai, we don't have a pshat in the second case of the Mishnah, to which the Gemara answers, there is no second case. You read the Mishnah wrong. Zot the Mishnah, Chada Ktani. You've got to learn it as one solitary case. How do you possibly learn it as one solitary case when the Mishnah quite clearly said, Bein l'zachus, Bein l'chayva? Doesn't that sound like two cases? And the answer is, says the Gemara, do you know how I have to read it? Dine mamonas machzirin l'zachus. You can overturn a psak, which you initially made him guilty. You can now overturn it to zachus. Shehi chayva, which that case is in itself also at the same time also a reverse in the direction of chayva. Why? Because it takes two to tango. If you make one guy now innocent, well, by definition you're making the other guy now guilty. So it's not referring to two different cases. Rather, what's it referring to? You initially deemed Reuven guilty. And you said you've got to pay Shimon $1,000, but he didn't yet pay. So the psak was not final. And if it was not final, it could be reversed. What does it mean, be reversed? That we now say to Reuven, sorry, we made a mistake. You're not guilty after all. You're innocent. Ah, you mean that Shimon was the one who was guilty, not me. In fact, I've paid already. So by changing the psak into zechus, I am simultaneously making one guy zechus and the other fellow chayva. It's not two separate cases. But eino chanami, but in the case when I initially said that he's innocent, indeed, that cannot be reversed. Because once you say the money remains in your back pocket, game over. It's all finished. Can't be changed. So it turns out, according to this very mechudash reading of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah actually is not telling us two cases. The Mishnah is only telling us one case. Do you know where we're going to get in trouble now? Because don't forget, how did the Mishnah carry on? That's all with regard to Dinei Momonos. But Dinei Nefoshos, you can only change it in one direction. Which direction is that? You can only change it into the direction of Zechus. But you cannot change it into the direction of Choiva. Now, do we all agree that in the case of Dinei Nefoshos, that clearly is two separate cases? It's not killing one guy or the other. Just a fellow who's accused of being Machal Shabbos. Either we're going to kill him or we're not. So it says you can change it in the case of making him now innocent. You cannot change it in the case of making him guilty. That's two separate cases. Well, if you just told me that Dinei Momonos is not two separate cases, it's just one case, well, that's not very symmetrical. That's not very neat with regard to the next line of the Mishnah, which is clearly talking about two separate cases. Look what the Gemara asks on the bottom line. Dichvosoho. What about the equivalent case, how the Mishnah carries on? Gabei nefoshos. What does it say there? Machzirin lezechus. Ve'ein machzirin lechoivo. What does that mean? If you want to make it equivalent to the case of Dinei Momonos, you're going to have to say that what? That we're not talking about two separate cases. Machzirin lezechus ve'ein machzirin lechoivo. What would that mean? Machzirin lezechus. How would I make him innocent? Zechus greater so. Where it was just a question of making him innocent, there are no two parties. There's no making him innocent will make somebody else guilty. He was accused of Chilul Shabbos. And we said he's Chayev Skila. So now we said, whoops, sorry, we made a mistake, he's innocent. If I make him innocent, am I incriminating anybody else? No. Fine, that makes sense. What about the next line? Ve'ein machzirin l'choiva. What does that mean, ein machzirin l'choiva? If you're going to make that equivalent to Momonos, it means lezechus shehi choivo. You cannot make him now, you cannot reverse the din and make him guilty, which would exonerate somebody else. Which case would that be? Chevosa deman. Chevosa deman. How can it be that by making him innocent, that's somehow incriminating somebody else? After all, you told me that's the case in Momonos. In Momonos, you told me that we're talking about making one innocent and the other one guilty. How do you have a case, an equivalent case of Dinei Nefoshos, that by making one man innocent, you make somebody else guilty? How can that be? Can we have such a case? Says the Gemara, yes. Holoi kasha. Chivosoi de goyel hadam. What's the goyel hadam? A goyel adam is always the next of kin. So Reuven is accused of murder. He's being accused of killing Shimon. If Reuven is found guilty and put to death, then Shimon, the murdered fellow, his family, Levi, would be delighted. They would have a sense of closure. But if you now make Reuven innocent, what will Levi feel? Levi will feel terrible. So here we have a case of what? You're making one guy innocent and somebody else is losing out. Look at Rashi on the fourth wide line. Choyvosoi de goyel hadam. Why is that considered negative for the goyel hadam? Shekoshe be'enov. It's very hard in his eyes. Shazen nitzel. But he was saved. So we really do have a case of, if you make one person innocent, then somebody else is losing out. The Goel Adam Levi will be very put out. Chutzpah, why is Reuven being exonerated? So therefore it turns out, what is the Mishnah telling you? The Mishnah is telling you that in the case of Nefoshos, you can't make him guilty, but you can reverse it and make it innocent, even if somebody else is going to be upset. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. If I initially paskin that he's guilty and he's chayav misa, and it turns out it was a mistake, I'm allowed now to paskin, reverse the din, and say, excuse me, you are innocent after all, even though Levi, who's the Goel Adam of Shimon, is going to be very upset. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand, what's the Chiddush? Mishum chayvosoi de Goel Adam kotlinon le lahai? What did you think? Just because the Goel Adam is going to be upset, you thought you're going to kill Reuven? What's the Mishnah teaching me? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Don't kill Reuven. Make him innocent, even though Levi is going to be upset. Well, I'm sorry, terribly sorry, Levi. What did you want? We should kill Reuven just not to make you upset? Well, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Bechal? Do I need a Mishnah to teach me? You know something? You're allowed to exonerate somebody. Don't kill him, even though Levi is going to be upset. Is that a Chiddush? What did you think? That because Levi's going to be upset, so we would kill Reuven? Void, my bane, bane. Didn't the Mishnah say quite clearly, bane lezachus, bane lechayva? Which definitely sounds like there are two separate cases. So to say a big doichak, no, it really means one case, it means making him innocent, which makes somebody else guilty, is a terrible doichak. I can't accept this. Says the Gemara, kashya. You're right, it's a big kashya. Very big kashya. Once you tell me that when you exonerate somebody and you say potter, well, that psak is final, so how can that be ever reversed? How can that be reversed? How can that be reversed? We don't have a pshat. We don't have a pshat. It's kasha. Kasha, shver. Says the Gemara, Ravina Omar, Ravina's got a new suggestion now. Kegoyin shehoya loy biyadoy mashken v'noklo yimenu. He was holding a collateral and we take it away from him. What's he referring to? He's going back to the original case. We asked, in the case of Choyva, you made him guilty and then you actually forcibly extracted the money from his hand. That's called a done deal and that cannot be reversed. So then we asked, what about the opposite direction when I made him innocent? No money is changing hands. So what did we answer? You're right, but the very fact that I told him that the money remains in your pocket, that is final. Ravina is saying, no, 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 no. I've got a much better answer. There is money changing hands, even in the case of innocent. You know why? Because Reuven is the borrower. Shimon is the lender. And Shimon accuses Reuven, you owe me $1,000. You haven't yet, excuse me, paid me. And what are the Beis Din paskin? No, Reuven's innocent. And once they told him he's innocent, they then turn to Shimon and they say, Shimon, the mashkin that you are holding, you are forced now to hand it back to Reuven. He doesn't owe you any money after all. You can only hold on to that mashkin as long as Reuven owes you the money. But we're just paskin that he doesn't. Ah, goinus. So we've just now discovered a case, even in the case of innocent, of Zuchus, where money actually did change hands. That's why it's a final din, it's a psak. That can't be altered. Not like we said before, that the minute you say he's innocent, so the fact that the money remains in his pocket, that's final. No, the Gemara asks, where's the transfer of money? The answer is a transfer of money in the opposite direction of the mashkin. The mashkin is now forcibly handed over from Shimon back to Reuven. That's where you have a case of absolute final psak, and therefore it cannot be overturned. Says the Gemara in conclusion, what about Timei Esatohu? If you look at the Mishnah at the top of the previous Amud, it says you made innocent, guilty, guilty, innocent again. And we've explained in all those cases, it's final. And once it's final, it cannot be reversed. What about the case of Tomei and Tohir? What was final? So, Timei Esatohir, how did you accidentally make something that was Tohir into Tomei? The Agibe Sheretz. The Dayan Paskund, that this thing is Tomei. And in order to concretize his psak, he took a dead sheretz and he actually touched the questionable item with the sheretz. So now he's jolly well made it Tommy. So that's final. That's non-reversible. And what about in the opposite direction? What about Tiher Esa Tommy? How can you absolute with finality being Matahir the Tommy? She'ir von bein peirosov. He paskened about something that it's tohir, and then he mixed it up with all the other peiros. So if you mix it up with all the other peiros, it's batel, and now it really is tohir. Look at Rashi. Timei es ha-tohir, nami mishkach haslo. How do you find that scenario? Kushanosam v'nosam b'yad, in other words, where it's really final. Denoga b'hu sheretz. When they came to ask him al dvar ha-sofik, there was some doubt. Dnoilad being loyna loy b'tayreisov. Va'omar loy ha-dayon tmei ho-isein. The dayon paskened it tomei, and just to force his psak home, the notal sheretz v'hishlich alem. He took a sheretz and threw it onto that food. Shelo yehi oid sofik b'dovo. That there should be no sofik. And then he suddenly realized, whoops, I made a mistake. But actually, they were tohir after all. Or the other way around, then the dayan took this item, which he claimed was tohir, the irvon in shar peiros, and he mixed them up with all the other peiros on nisal, so it becomes bottle. The nimsa sheto, the hariakoil tome. Now it's all tome. It turns out it's really a mistake. So that is really the bottom line now of Rav Chista, even though it sounds a complicated Gemara, but the principle is similar. Can a dayon be choyza or not? And the answer is, it all depends if it's final. But if there's a further stage, then it's not final. If there's no further stage, rather we've got to the end of the line and it cannot now be reversed, well, at that stage, the psak is final and the dayon cannot be choyza. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Mitzvah Shem will carry on this time. Be well.